Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Luke Burbank's back in the house. I'm Allison Stewart. We're going to be joined by the BPP players for the most clicked on, most viewed, most commented, and most blog stories on the web. We call it The Most. Okay, Dan, you love this story.
I guess. I do.
It is Dan Pashman, producer Dan Pashman.
That's me. Thank you. This is most emailed off the Los Angeles Times. A couple named Mike and Ann Collard, Glendale, California, near Luke's hometown.
Sure, absolutely.
A former hometown. So they have a bunch of trees around their house. A lot of those trees have low branches hanging near their house. They're in one of the areas of California where wildfires are a big issue. And the fire department comes by for an inspection and says, you got to trim some of those trees because it's a fire hazard for your house. So they hire a guy. They pay him about $3,000. He starts trimming back the trees. And while this guy's trimming back the trees, who comes walking down the street but an urban forester, one of the city's urban foresters, who basically says, stop, cease and desist immediately. Well, it turns out that Glendale has an indigenous tree protection ordinance that dates back to the 80s, and the penalties were recently beefed up, and this guy was trimming indigenous oaks and sycamores, which he's not supposed to be trimming. This all sounds like a pretty petty local dispute, right? Until the arborist came, studied the quote-unquote damage, and gave the Collards a fine for $347,000.
You know, every time I try to stick up for Southern Cal,
it's really hard.
Like, as not being all like fruits and nuts.
But the Collards did not take this lying down. They fought the law. They fought City Hall. They started a website called GlendaleTreeFine.com and got enough angry residents around town to take their side. It looks like they're going to get the fine reduced. They may end up paying about $10,000. But I think that City Hall came to its senses.
Weren't they ordered to trim the trees?
They were ordered by the fire department to trim the trees, but then the tree protection people said, no, you can't trim those trees. So it was kind of a bureaucratic snafu.
And what's the great statistic that can give you some sense of blown out of proportion this is?
Yes, the wife, Ann Collard, points out that the White House aide, Scooter Libby, was fined $250,000 for perjury, obstruction of justice, and lying to investigators.
And they were just
charged. They were fined $100,000 more for trimming a sycamore.
I just like that point. All right, Dan. This is the strangest.
We get it, Trish. We gotta keep it quick.
Search
Thank you.
Term. Are we getting the wrap?
Yeah, I think we're supposed to be done with this segment now.
Oh, all right.
Just kidding. But let's keep it. Let's keep
the
it
most
brisk.
Searched term on Technorati this morning is Zoe Zane. Do not search this at your office, everybody. It's a strange story. Zoe Zane appears to be the porn name of an 18-year-old girl who has gone missing. There's been this search on across the country. You've probably seen it on cable news for this very pretty 18-year-old girl. That happens on cable news. They put up these searches. But it's found out that this woman who was a student at Kansas who disappeared after leaving a bar with a guy whom this guy has not shown up for work since apparently had this entire secret life as this porn star, Zoe Zane. Her brother did indeed confirm that to authorities, who have one of the best lines I've ever heard in police speak. Investigators are aware that Miss Sander was apparently involved in a website situation.
Yeah, to put it mildly.
That's a website situation.
All right, MJ, take us to Rat Island, please.
Rat Island is an island about 1,700 miles off the coast of Alaska, and scientists are going to exterminate all of the rats. It's covered with rats. It's been there for 200 years, these rats have. And I love the writing. This is from CNN.com, by the way. It says, the muscular Norway rat climbed ashore on the rugged, uninhabited island in southwestern Alaska in 1780 after a rodent-infested Japanese ship ran aground. It was the first time rats made it to Alaska. Apparently, this is in a bird sanctuary area, and they're going to drop...
Who wrote that? Sebastian's younger? Writing about rat island?
They're going to drop rat poison from helicopters onto the island. And the worst part is that the poison they're using is a blood thinner that will cause the rodents to bleed to death.
Oh, yeah, they use that a lot.
Wow.
In this city right here, Matt Martinez.
Hello, I'm going to end us with a really, really kind of depressing story. It's from MSNBC.com.
Wouldn't have to be Trisha's story.
Yeah, an illegal immigrant who was, crossing the border. He was about 50 miles from Tucson when he came across a little boy. In the wilderness, it turns out he and his mother were camping. She lost control of their van, fell off a cliff. She died. He stayed with her, and the folks came and found him, and then they deported him.
Trisha, you got to finish up. A little bit happy. Funny.
All right.
Punchline.
Well, funny for us, not so much for this guy that this happened to, but according to the Boston Globe, one of the most popular stories on that site, a winning lottery ticket was unlucky for a convicted bank robber. So this guy won $1 million when he bought a lottery ticket.
Woohoo!
But he's on probation, not allowed to buy lottery tickets.
No, woohoo!
So yeah, he might have a ticket back to jail.
All right.
You got to see that. You got to see the photo of this guy. We got to put it on the blog or something.
What'd you say? Fifth member is ZZ Top?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there is a fifth member. This guy's auditioning for it. Thank you guys very much.
That's the most. You can find these stories and other BPP specials on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.